I've heard it said that if you remember the 60s, then you weren't really there. And with me is actor Abel Garcia, a student with the UTEP Department of Theater and Dance, who is playing the role of Alvin in an interesting new play titled Here We Almost Are. Welcome. It's good to meet you.
It's good to meet you, too. Thanks for having me.
I read the plot of Here We Almost Are, and it's amazingly funky. I just love it.
It's a wild play, yeah.
Yes. Now, who wrote and directed this play?
Joel Murray. He's the chair of the Department of Theater and Dance here at UTEP.
So totally homegrown.
Absolutely.
So to speak. Pardon the term, but yes.
No, it's completely relevant.
Yeah, give us an overview of what's going on in the play.
Well, it's about a couple who has been divorced for 3 years, Alvin and Kona, and they are lost and searching for something, so to speak. They want some sort of epiphany to happen for both of them. And they think that they grew up in the 60s. They were teens when Woodstock happened. They didn't go to Woodstock. I won't give too much away, but they didn't go.
For those who don't know, Woodstock was a giant music festival held in 1969.
Mm-hmm.
There are children out there, I guess, who don't remember these things.
No, it happens. I had to do my research. So. No, but they think that by going to Yasgur's farm, they will recreate the spirit and magic of the 60s, I suppose. And
sorry for the interruption, but Yasgur's farm was where Woodstock took place.
Absolutely. Sorry for not supposed to.
That's okay. This is so iconic that I figure there are a lot of folks that aren't getting this, but those who are getting it are saying this is bound to be good. So, okay, continue.
Oh, no, of course. Yeah, in Bethel, New York. And so they're going and they actually, their car breaks down just outside of Yasgur's farm, and I won't give up too much, but yeah.
Oh, they're in this Airstream trailer, and I'm just fascinated by this. April 25th is when the play opens at the Wise Family Theater. That's the second floor of the Fox Fine Arts Center, and it runs through May the 4th, so that's about 10 days, 8 p.m. performances on Friday and Saturday, and then 2:30 performances on Sundays. The tickets, as always, are very, very affordable. How long have you been studying theater?
Studying theater for about 3 years now here.
Mm-hmm. This is your major?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a BFA in theater performance.
All right. And what do you plan to do from this point forward?
Act. Get work as an actor.
Yeah?
I say I'm just going to, as soon as I get my degree here, get out there and see if I can find work. See if me and a buddy of mine want to start a theater company up in Houston. So see if that kicks
sweet.
Off.
Oh, sweet. So you really have a plan.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Hopefully. Yeah.
Good for you. Something about the arts are such an odd duck in that they are incredibly strong and then they're threatened financially periodically. And
absolutely.
They never go away. They just morph into a different shape, which brings me back to the plot of this Here We Almost Are. How heavy is the humor, or is there a political statement, or what are the undertones of this piece?
I think it's a funny piece, definitely. It does hit on the dark aspects of the 60s, so to speak. Again, I don't want to give away too much. Probably not take the kids, I'd say. You know, it is.
How old would you say is okay?
17 and up is fine.
17 and up?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it should be fine. It's a story about being lost, I think. And I think it's a big statement on not worrying about finding whatever that is and just being present in the moment and enjoying life and living it, as opposed to like, well, I need something, you know, to happen now. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, just, you know, go out, smell the trees.
Yeah. I think it went from, in my lifetime, it's gone from the beatniks to the hippies to what would we call them now? What's the current term?
Hipsters?
I don't know.
Perhaps?
I'm not sure. I probably can't see the very group I'm trying to describe, but yeah, you've just described that deliberate searching, kind of turning one's back on establishment.
It does. It has a lot of that. Going beyond Alvin and Kona, every character in their own way is looking for something. Circumstances are different for everybody, obviously. But in some way, shape, or form, everybody's searching for that thing that will change their life, so to speak.
Well, this might be it. My guest today is actor Abel Garcia. He's with the UTEP Department of Theater and Dance, and he plays Alvin in Here We Almost Are, which opens on April 25th, runs through May the 4th at the Wise Family Theater, second floor of the Fox Fine Arts Center at UTEP. You can find that very easily. Tickets are very, very reasonable. Adult tickets, $13, all the way down to students at $9. So it's very affordable. affordable. And this is a lovely piece created by the department chair right here at UTEP. Thank you so much for coming in today, Abel.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.